The NSA is not under law allowed to collect information on Americans, but in this, you know, again, in the cyber-connected world, they're overseas, and the NSA freely admits that there are times when they perhaps inadvertently, incidentally collect information on Americans. Not supposed to happen. But, you know, as we've talked about, in this day and age, you go onto the internet, you click a few times, a commercial provider is recording the record of those transactions as well. It seems we're getting into that age where the concept of privacy is pretty limited.
Forget about it.
So if you're you're overseas, you got a phone, you're making a phone call, there's no protection? I mean, they're basically going to track it. There's no... There's,
well, they can't.
I mean, they're doing it, but can you fight back?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't know. I mean, I suppose you could call the NSA and object, but you're not going to get very far.
I want to go on the do not call list.
I don't mean to, you know, dismiss the question. I think it's hugely valid, you know. If you are trying to call home, if you're trying to call your office, we at CNN around the world, who knows how many cell phone calls we all make a day around the globe to our sources, and we don't expect that to be tracked by the government. And I think many citizens in other countries don't expect the NSA to be tracking their calls either.
Yes, exactly. We're talking about Americans being offended, but what about those overseas who are apparently fair game? Barbara, always great to see you, Barbara Starr there.
Appreciate
of course,
it.
Your phone's putting out a... you can track the phone just sitting there.
GPS.
You don't have to be on it.
Yeah, that's true. Not much privacy. I mean, you can
forget about
that's
it.
True.
There is no privacy.
Fascinating.